They're sold out.
That's incredible. So something that was just a gimmick has actually proved into a real money earner for you.
Yeah, well, it has. But normally we do things like sausage and beans and curries and stews. As I say, this was just fun. We didn't expect it to sell it as it has done, being sold in the UK and Sweden and various other places.
So you're up against it now. Are you going to have to try and produce some more in time for Christmas?
We're trying to, but logistically it's very difficult because the suppliers need it about 2 weeks before Christmas and our suppliers are good suppliers, so it all takes time.
Okay, so you explain the process of how it heats up. Just explain what's actually in the tin for us.
In the actual food. Basically, you've got... it's a turkey casserole, in effect. You've got the turkey with... Christmas vegetables such as parsnips and that sort of thing. The only thing there isn't in it is sprouts.
Oh, that's okay. Nobody really likes sprouts anyway.
Although it shows a sprout on the label. And things like chipolatas and cranberry jelly and stuffing balls. So it's all just in there as a casserole.
But you see, the thing about sprouts is they always appear on the plates. You always eat them, but nobody really enjoys them.
You leave them,
I think that's it, isn't it? Well, you know, it's just part of Christmas.
That's why we put it on the label. And it actually says on the can, sprouts not included.
I love it. And in terms of who's buying these, because you've had so much press, haven't you, the last couple of days?
That's right, yeah.
You must have been amazed by that. Who's coming forward to buy it? Is it people on their own?
Just in general, just everybody. It's just gone mad.
Mm.
But we've been selling it via our online suppliers mainly. So...
What sort of reaction have you got in the press? Are they saying it's a bit of a lazy dinner or they think it's a bit of an ingenious idea?
We've actually, there's a thing called the Huffington Post, which is actually called it the saddest gadget ever, which they say all PR is good PR.
You see, maybe it should have come with a free party blower and a free Christmas cracker.
That might have been an idea. You know, next year.
The single person's meal in a can. And then you can, oh, now there we go. It's starting to hiss. I don't know if you can hear that. Wow. So this is the Christmas dinner cooking in a can.
So that's a reaction just starting, and that's just starting to heat it now, and 4 or 5 minutes.
It is actually starting to steam.
Yeah.
This is quite exciting. So you mentioned the fact you do a lot of these, but generally it tends to be sausage and beans, curries, casseroles and so on.
That's correct.
Who generally, again, is your market for that?
In general, it's people like the emergency services, the police, the fire brigades, the military... although we're just starting to sell it in the retail outlets. It's in places like Harvey Nichols and various places like that. It's going to be in one of the supermarkets in the UK next year and one in Germany. So.
And I suppose the thing people want to know is, OK, it sounds very good, it's quite gimmicky. What does it taste like? Is it good food?
Fantastic.
Now, you would say that, wouldn't you?
To be quite honest, it is. Canned food gets a bit of a bad press, really, but it's one of the best ways of preserving things, and it is good.